Back in Montreal as we get rolling on the fifth quarter. The Saskatchewan Roughriders 34-29 victors over the Montreal Alouettes today. We're brought to you by Saskatchewan Lotteries, Capital Auto Mall, and Marcuson, New Holland. Closer game, Luke, than we would have liked or would have predicted, but all that matters is 2 points coming home from Quebec.
Yeah, there's one thing that matters, and it's the win column. They got the W today. Again, this is still a very tough building to play in, especially if you're the team traveling all the way out east. And the Montreal Alouettes, they're a tough team. They struggle a little bit to get some consistency on defense. They're finding their way gradually on offense. They definitely like, I think this is probably the best Johnny Manziel has played this year, and that's what he needs to show. He needs to show improvement. But again, this Saskatchewan Rough Rider team came out. They made some adjustments that they felt that would put them in a good position to win here in the second half, and that's what happened.
Tell you what, a rare game where you lose the turnover battle handily. I think it was 3-0 and still win the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what the Montreal Alouettes were able to stay in the football game. So again, turnovers, they become season defining the later you get in to the year, and with us being in the back third now, the one thing, the primary thing, and the primary emphasis moving forward is going to be ball security, because especially when you get into the playoffs, it's another monster, and you have to make sure that you're playing sound fundamental football throughout.
Turnovers aside, it was an offensive explosion in Montreal.
Yeah, it was a little bit better for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I wouldn't say an explosion, because they still struggled to really finish drives like you'd want them to see. But again, it was a great step. You're right. They scored some touchdowns. They're getting the ball across the goal line. I mean, a couple of those were really close, right? Decisions that were taken back at the end of the day. But again, I think this is what you want to see. You want to see progression, and especially when you understood the opportunity. Like, this was a game in which you knew there were going to be opportunities on both sides of the football. And what you wanted the Riders to do is just take advantage of those opportunities. And I felt like they came out here and they did take advantage of it.
Fifth quarter continues in a moment. The Riders win it 34-29. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're back at Percival Molson Stadium for SaskTel, Young's Equipment, TrueFlex Canola with Roundup Ready Technology. A new legacy begins. Luke, before you do run downstairs and chat with the victorious head coach today, Chris Jones, just a massive victory for the Rough Riders to improve to 9-5. Coupled with Edmonton's loss last night, it certainly stands a lot better for second place and home field in the playoffs. This is one that they didn't want to look past the Alouettes today. They also said all week they knew they'd be tough, and the Alouettes were, but just a critical victory to get at this point of the year.
Well, to be honest, I think that the win by Winnipeg over Edmonton, I think that win says a lot more about Edmonton than it does about Winnipeg. At the end of the day, I think that Edmonton's got some real problems. They fired Corey McDermott, their special teams coordinator, today. I'm wondering if there's going to be some accountability to their defensive coordinator. Again, Benavides, he's a great guy, and everybody likes him and things, but this is a business, and when you're out there running a childish RMF scheme in professional football and relying all day on just the guys you have out on the field, you're going to get in trouble, and I think Edmonton's looking down the barrel of a gun at this point and really wondering how their season's going to turn out.
Well, the Riders looking good coming home after sweeping Eastern Canada for the third consecutive year in back-to-back games in the fall, and Edmonton next in their sights. We'll let you head downstairs, and we'll come back with our four-star selection in a moment. The Riders win it here today in Montreal, 34-29. This is the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in Montreal, Riders knocking off the Alouettes 34-29. It's time for the Game Star selections brought to you by the Bear Claw Casino, the friendly place to stay and play on the prairies. Visit bearclawcasino.ca. For the defensive stars in the game, we are starting with Montreal and going with Chip Cox, the veteran linebacker out of Ohio in his 12th CFL season today. Looked like a rookie in terms of his energy. 9 defensive tackles to lead all Alouettes today. He had a sack, the only one of the game for Montreal, and a pass breakup as well. Chip Cox all over the field for Montreal today, earning defensive star honors for him. For the Saskatchewan Roughriders, unofficially 5 different riders sacked Johnny Manziel today. One of them was Willie Jefferson, who picked up his 8th. Charleston Hughes ended a 3-game sack drought with his 14th of the season today. Honorable mentions going to those guys, but Sammy Guavin's the guy that we settled on as the defensive star for the Roughriders. He led all rider tacklers with 6 defensive tackles today. A lot of them snuffed out first downs in second and long situations for the Montreal Alouettes, and he was he was deep. He was at the line of scrimmage. He was all over the field, part of his 6 tackles today. Sam Aguavin for the Riders, Chip Cox for the Alouettes. We've got our offensive stars coming up next. This is the 5th quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, back in Montreal on the 5th quarter, we're brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Nutrien, Ag Solutions, and Borgo Industries. Time to look at the offensive stars for the Alouettes in a game. Almost wondering how they put up the points that they did in this game today, given the stats offensively for them. But they did put up 29. One of them was on a return touchdown by Stephen Logan. But the best offensive star for them, we thought, was Johnny Manziel today. 9 of 16 for 138 yards. He did not turn the ball over. He was sacked 5 times, but he threw his first career touchdown. As a matter of fact, he threw 2 of them today, but the first was to Adarius Bowman. Johnny Manziel, the offensive star for the Alouettes, in a losing cause in his 4th start. For the Saskatchewan Roughriders, we're going with Zach Caleros. We're thinking it is his finest game as a Roughrider, 29 of 41 in the passing department for 394 yards. That is a season high for Zach. His first 300-plus yard passing game goes for almost 400, and he threw a touchdown as well. Of course, the blemishes, 2 fumbles and a pick, but Zach Caleros was the offensive star for the Roughriders today, 394 yards passing. Sam Aguavit on D and Zach Caleros on O. Write the game stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball for your chance to win a J.P. Weiser Special Blend gift pack. We'll be coming right back with the coach and his post-game comments after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, we are back in Montreal as the Saskatchewan Roughriders knock off the Alouettes 34-29 today. We're just awaiting Roughriders head coach and general manager Chris Jones. He's meeting with all the media before he comes over to talk with Luke Mullender in a one-on-one. We'll get to the individual stats in this game while we have a minute. Zach Caleros, as I just mentioned, 29 of 41 in the football game today for 394. He had a touchdown and 1 pick. In the rushing department today, Trey Mason, 13 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. His longest carry was for 27 yards, and that was the touchdown, his first in the CFL. Marcus Thigpen had 4 carries for 19 yards today for the Riders. Zach Caleros, 3 for 10. And Nick Marshall had 3 carries for 3 yards. 2 of them were for touchdowns. Receiving, this was Kyran Moore's offensive coming out party today. 9 receptions for 126 yards and a touchdown. Shaq Evans, 6 receptions for 114 yards. Kenny Shaw, 5 for 75. Jordan Williams-Lambert, 4 catches for 42 yards. Marcus Thigpen, 2 for 19. Josh Stanford, Devon Bailey, and Trey Mason each had 1 catch. In all, 3, 6, 8 receivers used by Zach Caleros here this afternoon. Defensively, Sam McGuavin led all tacklers with six. Matt Elam had four defensive tackles today. And in the sack department, each of these guys with one, Charleston Hughes, Eddie Steele, Willie Jefferson, Chad Jeter, and Toby Antigua. That all adds up to a sack each, five of them in all for the Rough Riders. We'll be back with Chris Jones after this timeout. It's the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in Montreal on the fifth quarter, a critical victory for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders today, 34-29 over the Montreal Alouettes. We are brought to you by Young's Equipment, Sask Lotteries, and the Cooperators. See Edward Ortiz and his team in Regina. How critical was it? Well, we're getting word that with a win next week over the Edmonton Eskimos at home, the Rough Riders can clinch a playoff spot. And while the team certainly has designs on second place and home field in the Western semifinal, a playoff spot is certainly a feather in the cap of the football club, and much more expected than just clinching a playoff berth. But this win today, one more step to nailing that down. Chris Jones still meeting with the media. We can see them across the field while we await him. We'll just go through the scoring summary in this one. The Alouettes actually scored first today. On their second drive, Antonio Pipkin, a one-yard touchdown run, 7:03 in. The Alouettes had a 7-0 lead. Riders came back on the ensuing drive. Trey Mason, a 28-yard touchdown run at 10:28 of the first quarter, made it 7-7. Kyren Moore gave the Riders the lead, a 23-yard touchdown reception, his first in the CFL. Brett Lowther missed the point after, was 13-7 Riders, and that came on the final play of the opening quarter. Into the second quarter, a minute 48 in, Adarius Bowman caught a 47-yard touchdown toss from Johnny Manziel, and that put the Alouettes up 14-13. I'm going to pause that, and we're going to head downstairs right now. I think Luke Mullender is ready with Rough Riders head coach and GM Chris Jones.
Hey, guys, we got Coach Jones. He's just saying hello to some of the guys he used to work with, obviously, down here when he was with Montreal. He's here with us now. Coach, big win. Talk about getting the victory today in a really tough building to get a win in.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, unfortunately, you know, they were very opportunistic in the opportunities that we gave them, both with turnovers and missed coverages on defense. I mean, it allowed them to sneak back into the game. We played pretty well offensively. I thought we moved the football with the exception of the, you know, couple of turnovers, the first play of the ball game, certainly, and then the interception down there when we could go up by two scores. And again, we, you know, uncharacteristically today, they also returned a punt, you know. Those type of things kept them in the game. And, again, you got to give Coach Sherman and his staff credit. They did a nice job preparing their football team.
Coach, with a guy like Johnny Manziel, who's so capable of making plays and extending plays with his legs, does it put any emphasis on the way that you do things in practice, or is it just something that you bring up and say, hey, this is one of the keys, and this is what we got to do to stop it?
Yeah, you know what? We talked about it all week, and again, I played a little bit more two-man than what I normally would play against a scrambling quarterback, and he caught me there late with the opportunity to run the football against the two-man look, and our front knows they've got to get him on the ground. If we call four-man rush, they've got to get him on the ground. Otherwise, two-man, it looks good with him patting the football, but when he goes running down the field with it with nobody around him, that's not a very good picture.
Coach, you guys have been really good at making small halftime adjustments and coming out and playing, finishing off games, wins in the second half. Today, you gave them more of a 0-6 look. You spread them out in the second half. Was that something you consciously made a decision on in the half, or is that something you said, during the week, this is what we might hit them with?
Yeah, you know, Mac did a good job of holding it there until the second half and then came back out with it. I mean, he put together a real nice plan there in our empty package and kind of cleared the box up for Zach to see who was coming and what his coverages would be and that type thing, and he felt very comfortable with it.
I noticed a little bit of a rotation between St. John and Bladick today. Was that something you schemed up, trying to get the young guys some looks?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, Bladick's, St. John has been playing pretty well. We've been having him on our monster big team, our three-back plan, and he's played very well. He's played well in the field goal situation, so it was an opportunity to try to, you know, get him on the field a little more.
All right, Coach, before we let you go and get Kyron on here, injury situation is good?
Yeah, everything, you know, looks status quo. Didn't anybody, you know, have any type of, you know, bad injury today?
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll go straight to Kyron Moore, our offensive game star. Swerve, nice little fantasy game for you today, 129 yards, your first touchdown. Talk about your adjustment into the Canadian Football League. How's it going for you, man? Is there more to come?
Yeah. It's more to come. I'm adjusting pretty well, you know, getting used to the different type of rules that they have from here than the States, you know, and I got great vets around me, great coaching style. So I'm adjusting really good.
What's been a difference that you've noticed other than the waggle? Because every receiver always mentions the waggle. But what are the other sort of key things that you've needed to adjust in your game?
For me, would be in the return game, you know, because I usually don't return. I can't return field goals. Usually don't do that. And the on the punt, when you get the 5-yard halo with the no fair catch, when dude hit me, I was like, whoa, I thought I get a 5 halo. I thought the rules changed on me or something. But it just had to be that's it. And just getting used to the field being wider. You know, which I feel like it can work to my advantage.
You talk about the vets in the locker room. Mm-hmm. What's you guys gaining momentum in this locker room? You feel pretty good about yourselves finishing the last month?
Yeah. We feel real good. And it's crazy because even the games that we lost, you know, we have good vets around us that with Ganey and Name and you got Willie and OG Hughes, and they just keep us lifted, you know, never let us get down about no matter what the situation, whether it is we down in the fourth, down early, or we lose a game. You know, they just keep everybody up, including Zach, too.
This is one of the most difficult buildings to get a win in, and I know you know the roster that they have over there. They got some Hall of Famers. What makes them so competitive? Because they were playing well today, especially on D.
They just keep coming, you know, and I say that's probably the main thing, and they never gave up, you know, and I get, yeah, and like you said, they have some vets over there, so that helps out a whole lot, you know. Where the more vets that you have, you can just tame the younger guy that you have.
Moving forward, what's the key to offensive production to finish the year?
I just say just keep doing what we're doing, you know. The line doing a great job blocking, you know. Thig and Trey doing a great job running the ball. Zach finding the receivers, and, you know, we just got to catch the ball. You know what I'm saying? Whenever the ball comes to us, just – make sure we catch him. Just stay on the field.
All right, man. Well, stay healthy. Thanks for spending some time with us. See you on the bus. That was Swerve, Kyron Moore. And I'll let you guys know when we get our defensive game.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, Chris Jones' postgame comments are for Great Western Brewery. Cheers to the original 16 and 25 years of great beer. They took a chance and went all in with a smooth double-aged beer proudly brewed in the West. The fifth quarter continues after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, back in Montreal for a final time for Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, Willow Park Wines and Spirits and Redhead Equipment. We're going to make this quick and then make way for Michael Ball and his crew on the Sports Cage Rider Radio Roundtable. Riders win at 34-29 over the Montreal Alouettes to improve to 9-5 and drop the Owls to 3-11. It's time to go with the postgame rewind for AGI. Batco, Wheatheart, Westfield, Rem, West Steel, Nico, and more. This is AGI. AGI is committed to providing farmers with industry-leading products they can count on. Visit aggrowth.com. Brett Lowther kicks off, and we're underway from Percival Molson Stadium. Now he comes out into the slot on the right side, and they go empty on second and three for the Rider 37, and Manziel drops to pass. Pressured in the pocket, he's in trouble. Now scrambles left. Juddy's in trouble and takes a sack. Back around the 50-yard line, Toby Antigua with a sack. They're from the 1-yard line, far right hash. Pipkin quarterbacks it. It's a quarterback keep, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Montreal. Trey Mason inside, busted into the second level. Now he's gone to the end zone. Touchdown, Riders. Trey Mason from 28 yards out. That's his first in the CFL. Caleros drops, looks end zone, sees nothing. Now he's pressured and he'll heave it down the goal line and Swerve Moore makes the catch just across the goal line. Touchdown, Riders. I thought Zach was throwing it away. Double reverse, and now Manziel downfield for Adarius Bowman. Pulls it in. Touchdown, Montreal. From 47 yards out, a triple reverse. First and goal from the one. Nick Marshall under center. Trey Mason in the backfield. And now Marshall around the left end in the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Riders, and they take the lead late in the first half. Three receivers right, and Trey Mason is the back. On first down, Caleros stands, throws over the middle, and it's Air Jordan with the catch and the touchdown. Air Jordan from 24 yards out. Bartels punt fielded by Logan at the Alouette 35-yard line. There's a penalty marker down. Logan gets free, and he's off to the races. Riders 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Montreal. Down 8, 9, 12 to go. One back set for Manziel on first down. Play action, pressure off the edge. Dodges his man, throws to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Ernest Jackson. And the Alouettes are within two. Bartel extends the arm. Calls for it. And Lowther gets it off, and he's good from 23 yards out with 4:14 to go. The Riders go up 34-29. The clock hits zero. Zach Caleros takes the knee from the victory formation, and that's it. The Saskatchewan Roughriders win in Montreal this afternoon, 34-29. And there you go, the post-game rewind for AGI. We'll next be at it next Thanksgiving Day, Monday, when the Saskatchewan Roughriders host the Edmonton Eskimos. And that's it from Percival Molson Stadium. You've been listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Network stations GX94 Yorkton, 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 1050 CJNB North Battleford, 102.3 CJNS FM in Meadow Lake, and your flagship station for Rough Riders football is 620 CKRM Regina.
Second annual Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, back and better than ever. We're well underway now. I'm talking with the president, Tom Shepard. Of course, the early bird draw goes down October 24th, so you might as well get in on the early bird draw, right, Tom?
Right. We got 17 prizes that we're going to give away that day on October 24th, worth about $119,000. Somebody's going to win a Cadillac. A whole bunch of people are going to win trips to the Grey Cup and other things. Just a super opportunity to win, and you're automatically entered once you buy your ticket in the regular draw.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, the regular draw, you did some tweaking this year. We got three big cash prizes this year.
Yeah, Michael, what we really have is we're going to give away $850,000 in cash.
Wow.
There's going to be $450,000 in the final draw. Three prizes: one for $250,000, one for $150,000, and another for $50,000. On top of that, there's going to be an estimated $350,000 in the 50-50 draw. And as you know, Michael, we've added a new December cash calendar where we're going to give away $50,000 over the month of December, with a major prize of $15,000 on Christmas Day. What a great Christmas present that would be. So $850,000 in cash. Then we've got about $1.5 million of other prizes. 14 brand new GM and Ford vehicles, camper trailer, all-terrain vehicle, sports boat, something for everyone, all kinds of electronic prizes. We've got so many prizes. We've got 1,330 prizes all together. And I got a feeling somebody listening for the game today or after the game or even early next week buying their ticket are going to win a major prize.
All right. You get your tickets by going down to the ticket office in person and then maybe stop by the Rider store and get some paraphernalia and have the whole Rider pack there for you. Also, you can go to friendsoftheriders.com or call 1-800-668-1999, and it's a win-win situation. You can win something, and the money goes to the bottom line of the football club. Thanks for this, Tom.
Thank you, Michael.